Okay, so I'm gonna call the meeting to order, it's 2:04. And we've got to remember that it's being recorded, so be kind and nice. And I wanna welcome, well, Dr. Wysong, because he's new too, but this is our new member Holly, who agreed to be on this committee. So do you wanna tell a little bit about what you do, or don't do?
My name's Holly Johnson, I'm Bradenton native, born in Manatee Memorial Hospital. Went to Palms Hall with Stuart King, Manatee, went to the University of Florida, and then also went to the University of South Florida. And then came home, I was in public accounting, then I had my children, worked privately, and now I work in the private sector for a publicly traded company. So, first job is graduated, just looking for something to keep me busy, and Susan approached me and told me a little bit about the committee, so very interested to learn, listen and learn.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. And Dr. Wysong, are you enjoying your new job?
I am, I've officially lost track of the number of days that I've been here, but it is week four, I think we're just short of a month now. And I am having a great time, it's an awesome team here, love the community. Community partnerships that are in place here are really, really unique. Diving in now, starting to meet teachers who are back on campus. I mean, a lot of them have been working for weeks, but they're officially back today. So it's been great so far, and mainly today just wanted to come and thank all of you for volunteering your time on the committee. And you know, this process is really important, not only for the current status of the district, but recognizing the history and the resilience of the district, and the importance of financial oversight. So just truly appreciate all of you for volunteering your time and look forward to learning with you.
Doctor, can I just ask you a question about what you just said?
Sure.
When you say, looking oversight,
right,
what is your perspective on that? What does that mean to you? As far as like with this committee or the audit committee,
sure.
We're outside group,
right,
not within the
right
matrix of what's going on in the building, but we're outside coming in.
Yeah, I think internal and external, oversight is important. I think there's a lot of, checks within the system. I think having a CFO with an audit background adds a lot, from a risk mitigation perspective, but I think it's helpful to have people with expertise in a lot of different areas peering in and going, what about this? What about this? And hopefully, what you see is that everything is well managed, and where you see the opportunity for improvement, then that's great feedback for the board to have in terms of how their governance of the team here works. So I think having both the internal checks and all the audits and quality assurance work, but then having the external citizen expertise is a good thing.
And I'd just like to add to that, because I know I've had a lot of people that would say something about the the mill tax. Number one, it was voted on by the community. Number two, the money is used for the schools. And a lot of times people have not the right information. And I think transparency creates truth, which yields with trust. And a lot of times when you explain stuff to people, make it transparent. Because I've gone to some of the audit committee meetings and I went to the school board meetings for about a year and a half. And there's a lot of stuff that you pick up being there when you just get it second or third hand. So anyway, I appreciate you being here and wish you well and God bless you and your family. And
thank you very much.
And they say about Bradenton, it's a friendly city.
Yeah.
So you're here.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to be here.
Okay, so we did the annual report and we had a little debacle. So it's a little embarrassing, but I think I up with Ryan, and we may have come up with our changes we needed to add. We had some percentages that were off. We did everything, but we did not look at the percentages in here to change them.
What page are you on?
I am on page four.
Okay.
Of the.
Page five.
The report.
Okay.
And so we need to vote on this if we like it. Schedule B, which was where the problems were, presents comparative revenue and expert information and corresponding year-over-year change analysis. Total expenditures from the general fund for the district, what we said increased by 4.66. It should be 1.69.
We didn't talk about that, but
yeah.
We never made the change.
So then, and then we can say increased by 1.69% with, and then we kind of take out the last kind of sentence and write in, with non-resolution core expenditures increasing 1.21% and resolution expenditures increasing 6.17%. Does that sound good, Ryan? No?
I did not make this decision.
No, I know. I just didn't know if I had.
Was that what you discussed?
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, you can say yes.
That's what the graph shows.
Yeah, so we're just going off the Schedule B. So, does everybody agree with that, that we can make that change and send it right back to them? There was one other thing that Laura said. They had something on, I think it was page seven, that they want to change, but it turns out it is the same. It is 4%. Is that right, Laura? But it's the same. It's the same exact number.
Yeah, four people coming off, four people going on.
Yeah, four people coming off, four. So that didn't need to be changed.
So we didn't move the changed percentages into the narrative. Is that what
correct.
The deal is?
Correct. Yes. We just, yeah.
So are you guys in charge of editing this document? Is that
yeah.
what
yes.
was on here?
Yeah. Well,
just make sure it's kosher.
We have to correct it.
Yes.
Okay. So for clarification.
Or I can write it out if you want. You want me to reread it so we can vote on it?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to make a motion?
Second.
Okay. So here we go. Let's just start with.
Weren't you supposed to, like, to follow the order? Weren't you supposed to do the minutes first?
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Because you did the A, you did
I just forgot that after I had welcome holidays.
Then you got to do C.
Okay.
We kind of flow.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get this done because this is on my mind. This has been on my mind. So do you want to skip and do the minutes?
Well, we have a motion.
We have a motion and second. Let's finish.
So why don't
yeah.
we
let's just finish
bring
it,
that to closure, then we
okay.
can go back.
Okay. So Schedule B. Total expenditures from the general fund for the district increased by 1.69%, with non-resolution core expenditures increasing 1.21% and resolution expenditures increasing 6.17%. We take out 4.66 with core expenditures of that whole sentence, starting with 4.66. And we add. Need me?
No. So you're moving, starting at 4.66 with core expenditures.
We're going to put 1.69 in there, or 4.66. And then we're going to say with non-resolution core expenditures increasing 1.1, and I'm going to copy. That would be the end.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is a copy of the
campus.
I didn't have one either.
It's wrong. Non-resolution core.
Oh, yeah, well, here's one for you. I'll take
one
for
mine
as well.
Okay, do we have any discussion on that?
That's it.
Just
think they've got
it. Or do you
want
to see it first?
Okay, please, thank
you. What is this?
No, what is this?
Expenditures. Increasing 1.21% in page 4. And resolution expenditures increasing 6.17%
on page 4, where it's referring to Schedule
E.
We didn't update it.
And is this big thing?
Do you want one? I started writing on it, but you can write on it too. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so do we have any other discussion? Do you, oh, okay. Anybody else?
Non-resolution or.
Okay, so let's vote. All in favor of making this change and sending it in?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so I guess send it on back to them. I don't think we need to go again, do we? Can we just send on the correction? I hope not. It just gives me those willies. I don't know why. And I know all these people, and still I can't do that. Okay, so now let's go on.
It's your viewing public.
My viewing public? Yeah, that's what it is.
Transparency.
All my people. So let's go ahead and review and accept the minutes from June 7th.
So move.
Pat and Michael. Do we have any changes or discussions about them, or?
I'd just like to note something that you brought up earlier about attendance.
Yes.
So we would encourage the other members that can't make, you know, to try to contact, because if you don't contact and you have three in a row, then that, you know, makes it so you can't be on the committee. So, and in respect to the other people that do show up.
Yep. Okay, so are we in favor, all in favor of accepting the minutes from June 7th?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Any changes? No, we're good? Okay. Don't you go faster, Rachel? Start our annual report for 2023. No, I know you're good. So we fixed our problems, we think. And then the new business. So you all have got a email this morning with like 1,000 pages. Of things. That's for the arts. We need to discuss how we're going to track that for the next report. How do we want, what do we want to look at? How do we want to add it into our report? That sort of thing. And then do we all want to take a certain clump or cluster of things, each one get a different thing to look at and come back together and see what we come up with, if that makes sense, like an amount. If something's $50,000, do we want to look at 50,000 out of 10? Do we want to look at art supplies, music instruments?
Did we
just need a category.
Didn't we ask Jeremiah to give us a recommendation on how to look at that?
We asked him for some information, but I haven't gotten anything from.
And
he shared how the money was doing the clarification regarding the categories of spending within the schools. Yes, we asked for clarification.
So
and maybe this is.
So that actually, I believe Lori Breslin is up above that. And so when you send the request to, when you have that request, send it to Laura. Laura will send it to the respective people. So we have to have you guys follow that chain where you, when you're doing the request, instead of asking him directly, to send it to her, because she'll send it down.
To send it to Laura.
Because
Laura's
the boss, and just say, hey, we're looking for this, the CFOP is on whatever you're asking, but that kind of a thing. And then they'll get back, because I believe it's been pointed out there's a protocol to be able to respond to, and I think that's why you're not getting that response from him, because it's not supposed to go from, I don't think he's.
Well, he was here, that's why
he
asked.
Oh, in the meeting.
He was
okay,
here.
So I think that has, those procedures have subsequently changed. So if you have a new ask, or if you don't even, if after you've asked us, because you sent the request for the records, which I need to point out, the request needs to be made from the committee. It can be the ask from the chair to send to Laura to ask for us, but it does need to be voted on by the group. Now, when I saw the request, and I knew that wasn't the normal procedure to do it, but I knew for you guys to be able to get started with this, and you all meet every 2 months, I went ahead and facilitated it, and the finance department was able to, now since they were close enough to closing, to do that. So, but let's try to put that ask in the correct procedures if possible.
Chain of command.
Chain of command, that would be great, thank you.
Chain of charter.
Chain of charter.
Our charter says that the request will be based on a vote by the committee, I think.
We don't look at the charters on our list, yes, but I think we all, I thought we had agreed.
Yeah, because he said he was gonna.
Yeah, but it's okay. Okay, so from Laura Cox to Laura Breslin to Jeremiah to.
Well, I would, it doesn't have to be, I mean.
I know.
He is over the arts, she would.
She is over him.
She's over him,
okay.
So I would just go that route, she would know who to send that to.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question, Rachel? What, she just mentioned about having a person, you know, take a cluster. Does that mean that if we get that request from the committee, can we meet one-on-one with the staff, or do we just do it via, can we do person-to-person contact if we follow that protocol?
I'm not quite sure if, because I'm still new at this, so I'm not quite sure that would be. I was thinking once you guys looked through it, you would have your question, make it written down so that they have a chance to be able to answer it without, they need to be able to research it first. If they're sitting there with it and they don't have that data, it just, it takes up everyone's time.
Right, to keep it minimal, yeah.
But we don't even know what we want to look at.
Well, that's what y'all need to decide to do with this, and that's why I went ahead and knowing that you had done that request, knowing this group does need to move along now,
right,
since it's already into this month and we have the year end close enough. It's not closed, but it was close enough to be able to give you that. I felt that this would assist this particular.
Our clock starts when the annual financial report
is actually final. Yeah. Exactly. So this was only to get
that's
a little
when our clock
step
starts.
Up. Right, right. So this was just to give you a look up.
Okay, so does anybody have any idea what we want to ask for? I think we were
trying to get at when Jeremiah was here was what are the categories of expenditures?
Mm-hmm.
Because until we know that, we don't know what we're looking at. So I think
that's our first ask.
We, because otherwise we just get a bunch of stuff and we're trying to figure out how to categorize those expenses. So I think that's the first ask, what are the categories of expenses?
Okay, so let's vote on it so that I can send Laura and Laura and Jeremiah and everybody. And Rachel. No, I'm not, I'm kidding. So. Let's see. We want to ask for categories of expenditures for the arts millage so that we can start investigating and add it into our report. Is there a motion in a second?
I make a motion that we do that.
Okay. Anybody, Pat?
Can somebody else?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, just wanted to ask, did you look at the report that was given? I know they don't really use the words called categories, but they have objects.
Objects. Okay. So they would understand objects.
But that data actually already has the data there. You already have all of the objects already there in the data.
We already have the data. We want to speak the same language. And you actually have the categories listed on the expenditure already.
So what you really could do is you take that data, turn it into a pivot table, and you've got your categories, what we call them, objects. So just to give a little guidance.
Okay, so let's just table the motion. And we'll have to all look at this report and see what we want to look at.
I don't know. It's just got 100 pages. That's double. So maybe we could do that. The reason why a pivot table would also help is you could then see it by cost center, i.e. when y'all say schools.
Definitely.
Yeah, we need
more than that. We're probably already doing that. Why don't they send us the data that way?
They have a query that got she asked for a detail of the data. So you can take that, turn it into a pivot.
Why don't
do you
they
need us
send
to turn
us
into a pivot?
Why don't y'all send us the data that way?
Yeah.
Just a little clarification, trying to follow along here. So in the terms that the district uses, object is what?
Category.
Category.
Category, okay.
And pivot, I think, means to turn into something else.
And so it's a school is a cost center.
School is cost center?
It's a pivot is a pivot table.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yes.
I believe it's already in that format, the way it was said.
It's a school or someplace else.
The cost center is the school.
Yes.
Not just the school.
She had asked for it by school.
I did ask by school because I didn't know.
I gotta do something.
I didn't know what we were.
Off the school, but not the object. She asked for it by school.
Everybody doesn't know the term of art, so they ask for what they, people ask for what they know. That's why it's good to discuss it in the committee so that we get what we really want.
Good idea.
And so we get help from people who know what we really need. That's the whole purpose of having the discussion in the committee.
Okay, so.
So for the motion and the second, are we tabling that?
We've got to research what is already been given.
Yeah, we've got to figure out, yeah, I don't think we're ready to ask for anything yet.
So we can just look at that, come up some comments for the next meeting.
Rachel.
Different tables, pivots.
Is it possible for y'all to provide it to us in a more usable format?
We could present, like, I could, I think we could do it by cost center, we could do it just by object code, which would be that category. It's really however you want to see it. If you want to take cost centers out of it, if you want cost centers and object codes spent at that cost center.
It really should not matter to us what cost center it is, because we're just trying to figure out whether it was an appropriate expense. So the object, I think, is probably more important to us than the cost center. Because by the object, we'll know what the expenditure was. All the common expenditures will be together. But I don't know that the cost center is as important as the object.
So, okay, so how do we, how do we decipher if something's not kosher?
We look at what the referendum said.
Yeah.
And we say, does that fit in to what the referendum said?
And we'll be able to see that by the object code, the objects?
And we can ask,
I'm just saying, how will we know to ask?
If we think if something, if we think something doesn't look like the things that stood out to us before.
Yeah.
Buildings, you know, something, I mean, it really stands out if it's not.
Okay.
Trip to the museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's look at what it is and then we can.
And then go further, okay. So do we need to vote on asking Ryan to do the objects? Who's Ryan's boss? I need to send a letter. Oh, send your letter.
Well, you have to send it through Laura Cox.
I'm going to Laura to Rachel to Ryan.
We send it to, I'm his ultimate boss, but not his one that does his timesheet, but anyhow.
Laura?
Vote to table it first and then.
I tabled the other one, right?
No, that's a different motion.
The motion that you wanted to table was?
About to go to Laura Breslin to. Laura Cox to Laura Breslin to Jeremiah.
About the categories of expenditure.
Yes, categories. Now we've changed it to objects.
So, okay.
It's really kind of the same motion if we're just going to.
We're just going to ask Ryan to.
Yes.
More clarity.
Laura Cox to Rachel, hold on, to Ryan.
To organize the data for us by object.
Right, okay.
Is that correct? Because you're here, you'll know. You'll know what we're really asking.
Object, okay. So, do we have a motion for that?
Make a motion for that.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so I'll write Laura and Rachel and Ryan. No question, okay. Seems like a lot of hoops to jump through there. Okay, so review our quarterly report. We really don't have a quarterly report, so we're gonna get started. Now on to the charter. they want to get this done, this forward. So we need to, I guess, look at their changes they want to make and see if we agree. I think that's all they want, is if we agree.
Hey, Cindy? Do you mind, as a board member, can you kind of give us your viewpoint on what the board was thinking when they presented this for the charter changes?
The charter changes, the mindset was that the members on this committee who represent organizations such as the MEA or the AFSCME union groups not be voting members, because they represent those who ultimately benefit from the referendum dollars. It's coming up for renewal next year, and it was more the optics of it, but it was sent back to this committee to make that decision whether those two members, which would be Ms. Barber and Ms. Howell, to be advisory members or voting members. That's what the board was sending back to this committee.
Well, that's one change, but there's another change under the administrative also.
And that one is?
Let's see. Under administrative?
Mm-hmm.
Voting members. All decisions shall be reached by a majority of the voting members present. Any recommendation to the school board shall be approved by a supermajority, 67% of the voting members.
Right.
Of the total committee membership. Okay. It's the same thing, so you would just not, you just taking you and Deanna out.
No, this means that it's not the simple majority of vote. It means that 67% of the people who, of the members of the committee have to approve every single decision that's recommended to the school board. And I think this is a hangover from when this committee was huge and unwieldy.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we used to have like 30 people. It was pretty.
It was very large and unwieldy.
Yeah. So you're.
So I mean, I don't know that this change is still necessary.
We could say any recommendation to the school board shall be approved by the voting members of the
A simple majority
of the voting members. Okay. So we'll send that back.
And I'd like to make a comment. Board member Gina Essinger said that we don't vote on the mill tax. I mean, that's already been decided. So all we do is just make sure that it's being spent the way, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, the union members, I mean, leaders don't dictate, you know, is there more money or less money?
I know.
So
I don't think it doesn't matter to me if they vote or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they're, to me, that's not how I see
and
it.
And what I would like to say, Cindy, is the school board made this charter with the CFOC. They're the one that implemented it. So technically, you know, and I'm just speaking from experience going to the meetings, it's called kicking the can down the road, and we're like stuck with, well, what do we say? But I think it's the board's decision, not ours. We're just giving an opinion, but the school board were the ones that said, let's have this committee, and this is the guidelines. You know, I mean, it's worked so far, so.
That's up to this committee. I can take it back to the board and relay that.
Well, I think it's the school board. They need to own up and say it's their decision. It's not our decision. I mean, we didn't implement this committee.
Well, they asked for a recommendation from this committee on the changes, whether this committee agrees with the changes or not. There seems to be people out there who think that Ms. Howell and I being voting members of this committee is somehow a conflict of interest. A conflict of interest is that we somehow, or our members somehow, benefit from the work of this committee, which is not true.
You mean you don't get the mill tax check and then cash it?
I haven't seen it, but.
Well, that's what I'm saying, it's misinformation.
That's correct, it's misinformation.
Mrs. Sprague, is the concern the perception?
Yes.
I think a lot of that is.
It's just managing the perception?
Right, with the new referendum coming up for renewal, it's the perception of the public, because you have to sell this to the public.
And the pub, we were voting members on this committee the last time it was voted on, and that it was approved by 70% of the voters at that time, so.
But the second time was much more successful than the first.
That's what she's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
But she was on the first time too, I mean, not on the committee after the vote, she was right on, yeah.
No, we were on, we were.
But I mean, we had to wait till we had it, yeah, but we had to have the referendum.
From the inception of this committee, the union presidents have been, and this is not about me, because I won't always be the president. This is a position that's for the president of the two bargaining units, so I don't want anybody to feel that I'm advocating for a voting position on this committee because I'm on it, because it's not about me. It's about the position and respect for the position. We have more interest in making sure this money is spent correctly than anybody else. Our people are allocated a share of the money, and we have a huge interest in making sure it's spent correctly. So I'm gonna make sure of that regardless if I have a vote on this committee or not, so. The board asked for a recommendation, y'all can do with it what you want, but there is no conflict of interest with a voting, us voting or not voting.
Okay, so how do we want to proceed? Do we want to make the change to simple majority, take that back to the board, and what's our view? How do we want to vote? Do we want to vote on whether it matters?
You're talking about simple majority, look how many people show up sometimes.
I know, well, yeah.
So really, it hinders us from doing the work that we're donating our time to be here, you know, and you come on a regular basis, you're here to represent the people that, you know, in the union, so.
I'm here to represent the voters too.
But you bring a lot of knowledge, so, too, that we don't know, teacher-wise. We would have no idea. Okay, so we're in a quandary.
Well, okay, so as an outsider coming in and having been a community member who does pay the millage, is the concern, one, there's a perception that maybe this committee gets to decide how the funds are spent, which is not correct, but do we have the ability to also change, you said, the amount?
Oh.
How it's spent and things like that, cap things.
We don't.
No, we just
don't.
Make sure it's spent.
So I'm saying there's a perception out there that the committee is managing the funds and not just overseeing them. So it's a perception and a semantics issue. So when you say there's a committee, so I think they're trying to eliminate that thought by saying they're not voting members, even though there isn't an issue because they're not voting on how.
Well, let's just flip the switch on that. If I was a teacher and I'm being represented by the union, and then you get people to come in and say, hey, well, you can't do that, and then that's the voice for the union people, you know, the teacher. So,
sometimes. We're all okay in the referendum.
Well, I understand that, but the thing is it's a skewed perspective that people are saying, well, we're doing something under the table. We're recording the meetings, we got minutes, you can go online, you can listen to it. You know, most people don't do that. So I would, if there's anything that needs to be done, I would like to see a few more members, so that at least that way when we do have our meetings, that we've got a quorum, you know, instead of one time we showed up and we thought we weren't gonna have anybody.
Well, we thought today.
Yeah, so it's kind of.
We do need to get some more people, but that's coming up. I don't know.
Do we need more time to think about it, or just make a vote now?
I mean, it doesn't matter, I mean, all we're gonna do is make a recommendation. It doesn't matter, I mean, the board's gonna do what they wanna do anyways, we can say, that's how we feel.
I feel like they kicked the can down the road.
Well, this has been going on for two years.
This committee participated in the development of the charter and any changes to the charter from the very beginning. So it's not different for them to ask for the committee's recommendation on any changes that they make. It's the normal process.
Okay, so. Why don't we?
Y'all are concerned that somehow I will take it personally if you want to recommend that this change be made. It's not gonna be personal to me. Don't, please don't. Do whatever you think is the right thing to do, because that's what you're here to do. Don't be reluctant to make a recommendation to agree with this or to disagree with it, because it's not gonna be personal to me. This is my job.
Right. Hey, Catherine.
For discussion, do we need a motion? Or can we continue discussing? Because I wanted to bring up some points, but I didn't know if sort of in the procedural.
Okay, why don't we make a motion to, I don't know which way we want to do it.
Leave it like it is?
Can I make a motion?
Yes, you can make a motion, yeah.
I move that the charter be amended only for the simple majority and not to strip the voting rights of union members.
I second that.
Agree with that too.
And for discussion, again, because this is a public, can I discuss on my motion? I'm a little rusty on the rubber tool stuff.
Sounds good.
Okay, so my thought is, number one, that this committee doesn't decide how the money's being spent. So that to me does not, you know, pass the conflict of interest red flag test. I agree that union members have just as much or even more of a stake in making sure that this is done correctly, this referendum expenditures, because they want these, you know, programs to continue. It's helping them. Mm-hmm. I also am a little concerned that the message to staff that we're stripping the voting rights of members on this financial oversight committee just, you know, is gonna hit the wrong way. You know, that's not a message I personally, as a committee member, as a community member, as a taxpayer, want to send. Union members are also taxpayers. I would imagine the majority of the members of these unions are taxpayers in Manatee County.
Amen.
And finally, I'm kind of the mind of, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I agree that the simple majority will help move things along in the committee, but I don't think that stripping these voting rights from these members are going to help us be more efficient or more effective at what we're doing. So for discussion, I wanted to just clarify my position on that. I'm willing to entertain people who feel differently, but from where I sit, that's what I'm seeing.
And I'd like to add to what you said, they only get one vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. It's just one vote for the committee.
So, you know, and like you said, ultimately it's going to be up to the board members, and we serve at their pleasure, so I will respect what their decision is, but as a committee member, that's the motion I'd like to make, and I appreciate the second. And do we need to do anything else before we vote? Any other discussion?
Is there any other discussion? Holly, you okay? Okay, so we're voting on a motion to only change to the simple majority, but keep the rest the way it is to bring back to the board. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Okay, so then we'll just take it back to them. Cindy, you can.
I will.
We're going to kick the can back to you. There it is.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Okay, so we need to review member vacancies. We have a few.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can ask me.
When I came on the committee last August, we had an election for chair and vice chair.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do that today, or are we going to do it? It's on there because I didn't see it.
No, it's just, it'll be, we'll do that.
What? Did you get all that?
Okay, so we have, how many, well, So now that Mr. Smalls isn't here, we have another opening.
Did Mr. Smalls resign?
Well, he didn't call.
Missed three meetings in a row.
Oh, he's three meetings.
So we're. So how many do we have?
Can I make?
One, two, three, go ahead.
Can I make a recommendation? I don't know if you do this with everything else that you've got going on, but can we have a list of the people's names and numbers? And, you know, when they don't show up, somebody give them a call and just say, look, this is what's.
We can't call them.
We can't call them, okay. So, but do it through the Laura.
We can email Laura to email.
Right, and just tell them. That's what I.
She does it.
Right, but I mean to be, but to be a point person.
No, then she said to email, but she's like, I don't know.
I know, I was just going with that.
Like, I don't want to step on anybody.
Don't get scared.
I don't want to do.
Don't get scared.
I don't want to step on anybody's toes, like you brought up that chain of command. But I think people that are on the committee need to respect the rest of the members. And if they're not going to be here, let somebody know. Because if we didn't have enough people.
So, but we have Catherine. I don't have Catherine on the list.
Can I send this around for any updates that may be?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We do have Catherine, she's not on this list, so we only need four, I think. Four more.
You have to check if it's correct, if you want anything needs to be changed.
What kind of, did you have?
Hey, Susan?
Yes.
Actually, guys, get done with administrative matters. Before we go to close, your request about the report. So Ryan has been looking at something now based on that stuff that we sent to you. And he would love to be able to share that when you get done with the administrative matters.
Yeah, okay.
Share it so that y'all can get the input now and you must.
And then we'll know what to ask for.
Well, and then, exactly, well, then you'll know if you actually already have it and then you can just send it because it would go, it would be so much more helpful if we had your eyeballs like look at and say, well, would we like, you know how we did it by school because you had asked by school and they changed it? Maybe we could hash it out real quick right now as you look at the data and that would help instead of it not being usable once you've got something, you know, and then it goes back and forth and back and forth.
Well, David Ballard's not on there. Okay. So anyhow, we need to either ask your friends or your enemies or.
I've asked a few people.
Yeah, see if they want.
Commitment to time.
Do we have a sense of like what skill sets or roles, types of folks that would add to the committee at this point?
What did the board want? She was, remember Mary was rattling off some stuff?
Some kind of financial.
Yeah, hopefully financial, sort of, yeah, but.
I will just say that before, there was so many subcommittees, data analytics.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And all other things that just didn't, I don't know that did on the beginning of this committee work.
That's because we were so large, we had the youth subcommittees.
Right, but there's no subcommittees now, but it's more or less at, like the data that you just got, being able to analyze that and dive into it and there were form questions to ask staff is the, probably one of the biggest things is to be able to do that.
We just need an update to add Holly on there and take off Ballard, I guess. And then I don't know about Mr. Smalls. I don't know. I guess that has to go to the board, doesn't it?
That'll need a motion today.
Right.
Unless there's something extenuating circumstance we don't know about.
Well, I think it would come from you that Mr. Smalls has missed three.
But we need to make a motion to send it to the board. I mean, put it on to the board.
I know that you brought it up many times.
I know.
Because he came on when I came.
Okay, so let's make a motion to, I'll send a letter to the board that Mr. Smalls has missed three consecutive.
Without
so,
contacting the chair.
If you make a motion and it passes, and I just make a.
You'll just do it?
I just make a.
Okay,
one
I don't
item.
Have to do it.
They'll put it. She'll put it on the.
I'll put it on the board agenda.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Okay. I'll second it. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay.
I hate firing volunteers.
I hate firing too, but I don't know what to do. I mean, yeah, I don't know what to do.
That's what the charter says, I mean.
Yeah, we didn't make the charter.
That's why when it says it's a one-way street, you gotta go one way, but make sure you're going the right way.
Yeah, especially if it's bent, yeah.
Well, I hear you.
Okay, so we do need to pick.
I'm tired of seeing those people come.
Pick a chair and co-chair for the committee.
I make a motion that Susan and Michael remain as our chair and co-chair for the coming year, because I really like continuity.
I second.
Who seconded?
Cynthia.
Does that mean we get more money?
Yes. Twice. You get twice your term.
Two sets of Dr. Scholl's foot pads.
Twice your current salary.
You're allowed to get that something.
We'll buy him a military. Okay, so, you okay with that? I can.
Okay, because you're doing such a good job.
I'm doing very confusing.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Pat. Okay, so all in favor of Pat's motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
It's always your friends.
Yeah, thank you, yeah. Okay, so let's go with Ryan's.
She'll tell me later.
I will.
Presentation.
Yeah, Ryan's, whatever you call it, cute little picture in that circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have no idea what that says.
So this is just by supplier, I did it. It basically gives you the object code and what that means. So it's not just a number, it's for supplies, and this is how much was spent to each supplier, which would be the vendor over the course of the year. And I can bring, yeah, Amazon's a popular one because it's convenient and people need stuff now.
We set up tax free with Amazon?
Yes, we set up tax free with Amazon.
So
I can lay it out this way if that's what you prefer, and then, you know, if there's something that stands out to you, you can inquire.
Tell them how that, so what you could do is, one thing is, one thing neat about this feature is if you wanted to inquire about something, you could actually go to the dollar amount. If you double click on that dollar amount, watch what happens. It creates another sheet that literally gives you the detail of everything behind that. Right? It's on another sheet. So flip back over to the.
So we have to know what we ordered from Amazon, because that's not enough information to know.
Right, so that's like supply. So like that doesn't break out sheet music, because there's probably six different vendors of sheet music.
Right.
In there. You know, instruments, there's probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 different, or, you know, companies that instruments or things were ordered from, so that's hard too.
There are obvious things like Guitar Store.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's performing arts. Right. But a large Amazon order, we don't know if that's.
Yeah.
And this is not but one order for 140. That is over the course of the year. That's how much we spent.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Supplies from Amazon.
But for us to verify that it was for the performing arts, we would have to know the details of that.
Absolutely.
So
but there are things that we can eliminate. We don't have to drill down on
Band shop, for example, you could probably just say band shop is a.
Band shop would be for band?
So is this a way you would like to have it?
What do you all think?
I think it's a starting point.
Right.
And then we can identify the ones that we have to drill further.
Right.
Okay.
Down on.
Or also, is there a way to search like expenditures over $4,000, like single expenditures over a certain dollar amount?
So on the, so if you.
I would have to create you can manipulate this pivot table to get into single transactions and then filter by amount. But with this current layout, you'd kind of have to play with the pivot table a little bit.
Right, because like 163 pages is a lot of data.
Yeah, absolutely.
So another way is if you took that sheet, copy it, and maybe create one right now for them so they can play with it on two angles. One where you were looking like this, how we saw it, but if he takes that same data, he's going to create another sheet and rename it to be...
Just name it pivot table.
Maybe just name that one
table A, table B.
If it dash high dollar, it just put HI dash dollar, and then they'll know what that one is, and then we can morph it for them right now, and they could take a peek, sees at it.
Well, how about if, it seems like we should be able to divide up the work.
That's what we're thinking.
And if this were sent to everybody, then people could identify, okay, I'll do the deep dive on
Amazon.
Line, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Identify the line, and then we could, in our next meeting, we could come back together and report what we found when we did the deep dive on whatever we volunteered to look at. That seems to be a fair way to look at it, and then we're not having to do it when we're all together.
No, I think so. I just thought we needed to know which objects we want to even.
And so I received that this morning. I just say it's a lot of information.
Right.
I was just surprised at the vast range of items, and just how that's communicated. So my concern would be, as a community member, how is it communicated to the schools, what they can spend it on, how it can be used. It seems like, you know, each has a very unique interpretation of what was needed, and all of our schools are. They're each their own little community and market, right, of what's actually needed in that school. So just, it's a very vast range of.
Well, and there's a huge number of course offerings. So especially in secondary schools. In elementary, they're pretty close, but in secondary, there's a lot of different course offerings, so they would be ordering a lot of different.
Ryan, let me ask you a question, Ryan. On this information, when you look at it, does it break it down? Is it like a map, satellite view? Or does it break it down into each individual location, saying they got this money for this? Does it break it down to that level?
Well,
we
data
gave it
comes
to you
as a massive data. We can organize it to show that, if that's what you prefer.
Michael, we said we didn't need it by work site.
Okay.
We only needed it by category.
Okay.
So
we
just organized it, he organized it by category.
The overall view.
Yeah, but not by each work site.
Right. Okay.
And can I just bring up something, because I've heard people talk about it to me, about these private lessons. So I know we did chorus and we do band and maybe orchestra, but dance is part of the arts. And what if the children take private dance lessons? We're not paying for those. I mean, how do we, where's the line?
I don't know that that's our job is not what's not paid for. Our job is what was paid for.
What's being spent and how it's being spent.
Is
it the principal who decides if that's an authorized expenditure when that's brought in? You know, where's the vast interpretation of what's included?
Well,
how far is
there's layers of authorization, I believe. It may start with the principal. If it gets past the principal, it probably goes to the next level, which is in the curriculum area.
Because, I mean, I've been asked that. Well, how did the chorus get lessons and then the dancers don't get theirs?
Well,
remember, you know what I'm saying?
I think each of those groups, they have the ballots, so if in that review process on that thing, even that last person should be knowing what is in, and that last person, whether it's deputy, I think it was actually going all the way up to operations to make that final decision. Or
yeah,
something like
I'm.
That.
I don't think this is a CFOP question.
No, I've just been asked that because of the CFOP process being paid.
I think I can talk to you about that question. That's a procedural school district question.
I just didn't
question
know
that I can talk to you about, not in this committee.
Okay.
I wanted to bring up.
And I guess there's two people who are curious about it.
I wanted to bring up what Jeremiah said when he was here last meeting. He said there were some people that didn't request the money and it was available.
Right.
And somebody else got it. So I just think that if people aren't gonna ask for it, they're not gonna get it. It's there for everybody.
I believe if I've got it right, they have plans. Each of these places first put in plans.
Right.
And from my understanding is then they work off of these plans, that
right.
kind of a thing. If at a certain point at the end of the year, if some of those schools did not use their funds, they do then look to other people that had plans that did use their funds, because they're not gonna let it just sit there.
Right, it's gotta go back into the pool. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly, so I believe that process,
so
it goes
back
to the pool.
So it got redistributed after
right.
the first round.
Right,
so, but they do all, each of the schools do submit a plan, and I believe, if I've got it right, Jeremiah being the top of that one, I think he gets all of those plans, and I think that's where it starts there. As far as the accounting processes go, there's different people and payables. There's all sorts of controls related to that, and other auditors even look at those. So the internal controls take care of the approval process, mm-hmm. but still, remember this committee, their task is just to look at where they've seen these funds go to ensure it's meeting what the ballot wanted it to get sent to.
The intention.
Can I make a suggestion? And I brought this up before about visiting the schools, okay? I know that's a sore spot there.
No, it's not sore, it's just not appropriate
okay,
for
well,
us
let me,
to be
let me
in
just,
the schools.
I know, let me just say what I'm gonna say.
Go ahead, Michael.
See how we have these meetings and people can call in? Can we request maybe one or two schools when we have a meeting to have somebody call in, we can ask questions about how the mill tax is helping the school and get some ground level, 5-10 minute phone call.
We'll probably be doing that with the campaign coming up.
Yeah.
You'll probably see a lot of millage minutes. Did you see the millage minutes on the website?
I probably haven't checked it.
If you go on that school district and you go under millage, there are little 1 minute little videos and you can see amazing things that they're doing with it.
But I know, Catherine, with the coral, with your daughter, remember? Mm-hmm. You were there, you saw it, and
yeah.
It's a big difference seeing a video and then actually being there. So yeah. You know, just a thought.
No, and I will say for what it's worth, both of my daughters participated in the summer camps.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, they didn't love the idea of going right back to their school, but when they got into the activities, as much as they tried to play it cool, like, oh, I'm not into it, they were super into it.
There was no homework, right?
No, no. They liked that process,
they,
but it was
they
pretty
played cool. A nice video about the camp at the last school board meeting.
Yeah.
It was really
good news moment.
Yes, it was the good news moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's not just good video editing. That was actual good experiences
yeah.
from actual students.
Yeah, it was great.
So does anybody have any agenda items they would like to see for the next meeting, which is October 4th?
I guess our main focus is going to be trying to prepare
for the
next
annual
report.
Yeah.
And also, maybe what we can do as committee members is reach out to people that we know that might be interested in being on this committee, and maybe individually we might be able to reach, just like you. Reach Holly, and she's on the committee now. So
the process would be to send, who gets the resume if somebody
Laura,
wants to be?
Laura Cox.
Laura gets the resume. Okay.
You do it online.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure there's an online.
There's not an online application process. It's
my
email is online.
Okay.
My
right.
email,
okay.
It's there. So they send me a resume and their qualifications,
it.
And I send it to
all of
her and to
maybe
the
we can start catering lunch and people will
I
show up.
If you feed them, they come.
Water, yeah.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just that, just start working on our report and when we get, after I email 4 or 5 people and we get an email back, look at it and get your object codes you're interested in diving in.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm sending them everybody. I'm
no,
sending
we
the whole,
we
no,
have to
full
send
board.
It to Laura.
I,
right.
Our object codes. Yes, but, or come up with an idea by next meeting what you want to dive into deeper. But we can also go ahead and send them to Laura and she can tell us.
Or come up with questions.
Yeah, if you guys know what you want to look at, and maybe we can look at it before we get here, because we can get here in 2 months. It's another 2 months down the road.
The one that was sent out.
Yeah, but he's gonna, he's working, Ryan's working on making it easier.
We'll be a little ahead of the game.
Michael, did you?
Who, us ahead of the game?
Did you get the spreadsheet that was sent out?
It was sent today. I didn't get it.
So.
But I will look at it.
Ryan just actually sent what y'all were looking at just now to Laura.
Okay, so we'll get that.
You might not, even though you have the other Excel file.
Yeah, don't look at that one.
You might prefer to look at this one.
The thicker pages, right.
Don't look at that one.
And we're now already further along instead of having to do that ask. So you'll feel a little bit more productive. This will feel like it means something. And then you won't be laying at the end in the beginning half of the spring. Oh, but we gotta get our report together. You'll have something.
I know, I'd like to be ahead and done, then we can check for mistakes.
And I really appreciate you all being here because we cut into your daily work routine.
Yes.
You were taken away from your time.
Well,
no, but we're volunteers, but you're actually representing the school district, and you know, it can be an inconvenience at times.
I had to write on.
But we can make it, at least it feels like this could have been, it felt like very efficient use of our time this round, so.
Right, that's what we try to do, you know.
Exactly, so anyhow.
Put the ground running.
And we'll get it all in the right procedure, so. All right, well, thank you, everyone.
Susan, would you like to have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
I make that motion.
I second it.
Meeting's adjourned.
All in favor.
All right.